Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Spiritual babes, they just sleep. They sleepwalk. And he's telling them to wake up. And babes, on the other hand, when they're not sleeping, what are they doing? They're crying and fussing. Wah, wah, wah. It's all about me. I want, I want, I want. Spiritual babes, when they're not sleeping, they're fussing all the time. Amen, preacher. I'm talking about babes in Christ. They're fussing. They're crying. They're wanting. It's all about them and their needs. Again, I was comparing little baby, newborn babes to spiritual babes in Christ. Now, when you mature, it's not about your needs, it's the needs of others and what God would have me to do. But when you're a babe in Christ and you're growing until you get to that point, it's still about me. And I know we have nobody in this congregation with that problem. Y'all mature and y'all are on meat. But if you get to the point where it's all about me, you've gone backwards. When it's not about others and what you could do for the Lord, you've regressed. I had a space. I was going to put this in my notes. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Newborn babes can't clean themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Their diapers and all. Somebody else has to clean up for them. Same way with spiritual babes. I'll leave that one alone. There's so much here. And then verse number 14. Paul really got tough with these folk. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. In other words, those who are mature in Christ. And it's not how long you have been saved. It's how you've grown. I have a note here somewhere. And I can't find it. It's such a blessing. One of the greatest joys is when somebody is saved and birthed into God's family. What a day of rejoicing that is when somebody trusts Christ as their Savior. Nothing better than somebody birthed into God's family, a newborn babe. But how sad it is when they've been saved 20, 30, 40 years and they've not grown and they're still. Nothing more sad as a believer, in the life of a believer, than somebody who's not grown in the Lord. They are still at the same point they were 10, 20, 30. I have a note here. Get off the bottle and eat steak or prime rib. I jumped ahead of it early in my lesson, but that's what you should be able to eat meat by now. And when it talks about even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Remember, I'm talking about if you're a babe, you can't discern good and evil. That's why they just eat anything comes their way. Oh, boy, it's good, and they just take it all in. Is as you grow in Christ, you're able to discern the truth from falsehood. Well, we exercise our senses, and there are five human senses. And I see them as having spiritual counterparts. Humans, taste. We're all of that physical thing of taste. Well, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Hearing, physically, spiritually. There's so many verses, but I just had one. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He's talking about exercising our senses. Our taste and see that the Lord's good. Our hearing, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Our sight, Psalm 119, verse 18. Used to, when I would preach in a lot of different places, and still when I go to places, people like me to sign their Bibles, okay? People would, like Melissa has that when a new preacher come around and Melissa have them sign their Bible. Well, when I would sign somebody's Bible, I would always put Psalm 119, 18, kind of as the verse that I would put under my signature. And it's this, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy. Our senses, when you're able to do that, with your taste, your hearing, your sight, your smelling. Philippians 4:18, but I have all in abound. Then he says, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell. And then the touch. Colossians chapter 2, verse 21. Touch not, taste not, handle not. He's talking about the unclean things. So we exercise our spiritual senses so that we can discern both good and evil. And the reason so many people, they fall away. Now, I didn't say they lose their salvation, and we're going to close with a verse. It's impossible to stand still in the Christian life. It's impossible. We either go forward and claim God's blessings, or we go backwards and wander around aimlessly in the wilderness and die. Like the Hebrews. Remember that? You're either going forward or you're going backwards. You can't stand still. If you stand still, you become stagnant. It's like water that's not moving, okay? And I'm going to read this and then we're going to close. It's impossible to stand still in the Christian life. We either go forward and claim God's blessings or we go backwards and wander aimlessly in the wilderness of life and we die. Not going to hell, but we live a defeated life. And I'll close with this reading and I'll be done. 2 minutes. Besides, I'm in 2 Peter. Greg, you put this up there. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Let me begin in verse number 5 because of time. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. It begins with faith. You begin there as a babe. Faith. We trusted Christ as their Savior. Are you up there? Yeah, okay. You got to add. You got to build upon your faith, that growing. You get away from milk and start eating meat. Okay. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. They're building blocks. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. You're growing in the Lord. And patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, these things that are in abound, they make you that you neither be bare nor unfruitful. You've grown in the Lord. You're no longer babe. Verse number 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Lacketh what things? Those things that you just read. You haven't added to your faith. If you don't, here's what the Word of God says. He that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off. They're short-sighted. They can't see. This is all they see. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. That's a horrible place to be. A believer who's not grown, he's not added to his faith, he's been on milk his whole life. Is it possible you could forget you was ever saved? The Bible says he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I know what preachers say. I remember the time when the Lord saved me. That's great for people who are in the will of God. But somebody who is blind and cannot see afar off, the Bible says, not Preacher Lanier, the Bible says he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. That's a terrible place to be. We're to grow in the Lord. That's why Paul said, these things is hard to utter and you're dull of hearing because you can't understand them. Next week, we're going even deeper in Hebrews chapter number 6. So put on your thinking caps and open your heart to the implantation of God's Word because we're going to go dive even deeper. What Paul said is hard to utter, he's going to talk about it next week. Our Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the truth of Scripture. Thank you for that great salvation, eternal life that we have in Jesus Christ. Bless our morning worship in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.